We were talking about yesterday, we finished the Gemara discussing the if you make a bracha all seven on Lulav, which means every day on Lulav, every day on Sukkah, that was the Shaila. So now the Gemara is asking Meisve. If you make a Lulav for yourself, what does it mean you make a Lulav? How do you make a Lulav? You plant it?
Some
Mishnayim say that it means agad, because it means even though you hold lulav ain't tzarach agad, but when you're going to do it, you get a mitzvah.
Or when you convey it for
You know any other mitzvah? You make tzitzis, you make a baruch shachayanu, you make tefillin, you make a shachayanu. Any other mitzvah, you make a shachayanu. Mila, you make a shachayanu.
Sukkah, you make a
shachayanu. So why would you make a shachayanu over here? So Taisa says, mitzvah sheyesh alav simcha tiknu shachayanu. There are some mitzvahs that bring you happiness.
So unless you're
a
lulav, doesn't?
No, okay, that's why lulav you make a shachayanu. Still, you make on Asiyah. On Asiyah, it's so besimcha. There are some mitzvahs that are so besimcha that you make a bracha shachayanu. Just on the Asiyah itself. So it's not a joke that people go all out and dal minim. You see, there's some special simcha to it. It brings simcha. Usmachtam of Neshem Lekechem is learned out lulav. What does simcha have to do with lulav? You see, the even though you don't understand it, but it brings out simcha.
It says,
Yeah. Again, it says, that's where you learn out the mitzvah lulav itself. So you see that there's an Indian of simcha in lulav itself. Not the latzisba. It comes yantif and you came to shake it. I'm a baruch hashaker shalom. It says, well, I'll lulav. That's what we do. Even though you made a bracha the first day, you go ahead and you make a bracha all 7 days. If you make it, this is Erev Yantiv, whatever, this is before Yantiv, you make a Shechayanu. Nichnas Leishaba, once you go and sit in there, then you make a Bracha Leishaba Sukkah. So making it, you make a Shechayanu. Obviously, you're not getting a mitzvah, even though some still hold you do get a mitzvah. Famous, there's some Yishanim that hold that there's a mitzvah, the Netziv learns it up. From a pasuk, Chag HaSukkah is tasa lecha. There's a mitzvah asiyah itself. That's why you should try to be makbid, that you should do something yourself. It doesn't have to be make the walls, but at least pick up the schach. Something yourself, yeah.
How could that be mitzvah? How are you going to be yoytz sukkah if you didn't make one?
I understand what shach is.
You said, how do you make a mitzvah?
You just answer your hechsher mitzvah, like every other mitzvah.
It's
not a mitzvah. You don't make a bracha on hechsher mitzvah. Do you make a bracha? You make a bracha when you plant the seed of the lulav.
We just said, but
there's some mishnayim that hold it. There's a mitzvah itself, and the Tosfos brings it down that you say lasos. There's a shayla from Yishalmi. There's a shayla that you should make lasos on the sukkah itself. Once you make a bracha by sukkah on the first day, you don't make any more bracha. You don't make a bracha anymore. So catch lulav, lulav, catch sukkah, sukkah. Over here, the brisa said this is a brisa that says by lulav you make all seven, which means every time you go, every time you shake, every day you shake, you make a bracha. He said that you only make once, and over here it says by sukkah you make only once, and over there it said by sukkah you make all seven. Zakti gemara bishleim lulav, lulav, loy kasha. Lulav, lulav, that is not shvei kamaz man shemidish beis hamidish kain kamaz man sheim beis hamidish kain. It makes a chilek that bezman shebeis hamidish kain, where you get a mitzvah that you ice all 7 days. So memela, you'll make a bracha all 7 days. Mashein kain, they were discussing chutzla bezman hazeh that the beis hamidish kain. So So there's no mitzvah all 7 days. You don't make a bracha all 7 days. Ela sukkah, sukkah, kashom. Sukkah and sukkah shvah. How come over here, it's in the brisa, it says you only make once. One bracha and that's it for the whole yontif. And over here he said you make every time you go in and out, every day. The Tanya, we learned the halacha by tefillin. Tefillin calls man shemanicha and mevarchalein. Every time, a whole day, you take it off, you put it back on, you take it off, you put it back on, you make a bracha. Divrei Rabbi. V'chamayim. Enim mevarech. V'chamayim mevarech al shachas bilvad. Yeah. You only make a bracha once a day. So sukkah is similar to tefillin. Sukkah, all 7 days by tefillin, you have to be mafsik by laila. So over there, once a day, you make a bracha. V'zeh, so too sukkah, even though you leave the sukkah, you come out of the sukkah all 7 days, you make one bracha, and you yaitza. What's the avana to it? I ask in good, I am asking mesich das. The tarot says, because this man chiv, we go with this man chiv. This man chiv is that whole day by tefillin. This man chiv is all 7 days. You left, but you still have a chiv. God, you left. You're making a bracha on this man chiv. You're not making a bracha on your chiv. You're making a bracha on this man chiv. This man chiv was once in 7 days. Was straight through all 7 days. And this man chiv by tefillin is straight through the whole day. So whether you make another bracha tomorrow morning, you make another bracha because there's another man chiv. Itma, right? I mean, the bracha is not on your doing the mitzvah. The bracha is on the zman chiv.
It's not the case though. We're like tzitzis. You take the tzitzis for an hour and a half. You have to make another bracha.
Tzitzis.
Yeah,
that
it's a whole day.
No. We don't pass like this. You're right. I'm just saying. No. And tzitzis always can be different. Also, because tzitzis, when you take it off, you're talking no shaykhs. There's no dal kamfas. You're not even a barach. You're garnished. Okay, but I mean, like this, maybe tzitzis also. Whatever. Yeah.
Well, why? You take off your
sisters
when you take a nap, even though you're not supposed to. So, you don't make
enough
bracha when you put it on.
We'll get to it. We'll see. Maybe you do, maybe you don't. We'll see. You just put it on.
That's the way it's broke down in Mr. Burrow.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
So, someone told me the wrong halacha.
No, I didn't say it. Yeah, no, I'm just saying. The big machlek is there. That's a bracha. We'll get to it when she wants. Okay. Zakti Mavad, Itma. So here we see, so what you're clanging about sukkah, so you make a bracha every day, is already a machlekes tanoim if you make a bracha by tefillin, and that'll be the same thing as by sukkah. Itmar abayom halachas hilchasik rabbi, that you make every time you go in and out of the sukkah, and by tefillin also. Ravam hilchasik rabbanon, that you make once, v'zehu. Amar av mori b'riyad b'ashmul.
Make once by
sukkah, once by tefillin.
But we don't usually pass like
that. We're going to see. Amar Mari b'riyad b'ashmul chazin alei l'ravad b'shmaitzei. Ravad didn't do like he said. Ala magdim v'kai. Ravad would wake up in the morning. Magdim, he would wake up early. What does it mean early? Earlier. Yeah, okay. He wake up early. V'ayla b'sakise. He went to the bathroom. That was the first thing he did. V'nafik. He left. U'mashi yadeh. He washed his hands. U'manach tefillin. Very interesting. He didn't wash his hands before, right when he woke up. He washed his hands after he went to the bathroom. Umashi yadi washed hands. Umanach tefillin, he put on tefillin right away. Umevarech, and then he made a bracha. V'chi itzich, he put on tefillin, he made a bracha. V'chi itzich zimna achrini, he had to release himself again. Ayla be'sakise, he went to the bathroom, v'nafik, he went out, umashi yadi washed his hands, umanach tefillin, umevarech, and he, so you see, he always made a bracha. So you see, he didn't, even though he passed him like the Rabbanon, but he really did like Rabbi. Every time you go to the bathroom, that's very negel halacha. If you bite tzitzis, if you take off your talis, you go to the bathroom and you put it back on, you don't make a bracha. Tefillin, you do make a bracha. We also do like Rabbi. What? Yeah, okay, we'll get to it. Yeah.
Because we're allowed to be allowed to wear your talis into the bathroom, so it's not a hefzik.
Right.
But the Gemara says he was chayzer. According to this, you give a parsha of teretz. It wasn't chayzer.
Okay. Vananami krabi avdinim. We also do like rabbi. Umavachin kol shiva, and we make a bracha kol shiva. Now, when we say kol shiva, it means kol shiva, but it means also the fact that you have a hefzik. Anytime you leave your sukkah for long enough, whatever it is, a mesich das, you end up making a bracha. Amar Mazilcha.
So if a person sleeps in the sukkah and wakes up, he doesn't make another bracha. He never left the sukkah. Allah
Allah. He doesn't. No. Means he never left. Let me see. Let me write. You make a bracha. Oh, you mean you're not going to
leave? You can't.
Bathroom.
How are you
never
going to leave
your
sukkah?
I'm saying you leave to go to the bathroom. You're not going to make a bracha. That was in the house.
Oh, so that's a big shadow, because once is the next day, so you could hear that if you didn't leave your vada, you don't make a bracha. But once is the next day, and you went to the bathroom, you make a new bracha. Amma mazucha. It means once you leave, even though you're normally going to the bathroom, then I have to. Amma mazucha. Chazin alele av papi. The chalaim is the manach tefillin mevarach. Every time you put on tefillin, you make a bracha. So you see that everyone agrees that by tefillin, you keep on making a bracha. A bonan the Bay of Ashi call Amos the Mamashmish Mishibu Mavarchi. A bonan in Avashi, anytime they would touch the bracha, they would touch the tefillin, they would make a bracha. It's a very interesting halacha, because Rashi brings down that we hold that you always put mukhiv to touch your tefillin. Kol shal you mukhiv to touch your tefillin. Why? And that's what Chazal tell us a lot of times during davening, touch your tefillin here, Pesach Zedecha. There's a couple of different times that you keep on touching your tefillin. Why? To remind yourself that you ain't tefillin. You never let it forget that you ain't tefillin. So, both. So, where's the kavachim from? It's barak apanim. So, every time they would do that, they would make a bracha. What's going on here? Every time they would do that, they would make a bracha. So, what type of bracha? So, Tosis comes along and says that they didn't make a regular bracha laniach. Tosis masupik with pasha. Tosis comes out like that. They didn't make a bracha laniach. You didn't put it back on. It was on the whole time. Laniach tefillin. You put on tefillin. So, Tosis comes up with a new bracha. Lishmar chukav. It means continue doing your chayk. You're watching your chayk. Which means that you put on your tefillin. You're supposed to constantly think about it. So you keep on saying lishmar chukav. Now, most Rishonim say that this is not during davening or learning. This is only, they used to wear tefillin the whole day. Still find Yerushalayim, Anshei Yerushalayim, that do wear tefillin more than we do. Chaim Pechashamik wore it all day. Chaim Pechashamik even went with it into the bathroom. He would put his hat over it.
What bathroom? Went into the bathroom?
He was 12, yeah. He would have it covered, and he would go into the bathroom. Yeah. Katana, not Katana. What?
You let
it
do that?
Yeah, he knew a lot more than I do. Yeah, if you cover it, you know, it could be that he moved it like this a little bit. I don't know.
But what's
trying
to make a rocha every time
you
touch it?
What do you mean? Lushma chukav, lushma chukav. No, but it's more than that. It's like, Rashi's bringing down a gemara, the mchuyiv to be mashmash kol shel. Like, okay, touching it, so we touch it three times, it's all zayin. Because you don't realize how it does, that you shouldn't be seich das. It's constant. Again, during davening, during learning, you're not mechuyiv to. But stam, if you wear it stam during the day, you're mechuyiv to.
You
have the ran.
Baruch
Atah Hashem
Elokeinu
Melech Melechim. You have the ran. The ran says we don't know what the shear is, so we don't make the problem.
Yeah.
Because it can't be every 5 seconds.
Yeah. I'm Avyuda Mashmur. Mitzis lulev kol shiva. Mitzis lulev you make every day. Rabbi Shulman Levi Yami Yom Yishayim, only the first day. Mitzis lulev, the first day is the Raisis, that's why you make it the first day. Mikan ve'elich, mitzis a Canaan. The other days is Drabbanon, so merely you don't make a bracha. Mitzis a Canaan means? Yeah, Rabbi Yitzchak Amar kol yom mitzis a Canaan, every day is mitzis a Canaan. Even the first day, so how can you tell me that? It says klal pasuk lekachin chambi yamirisha. He meant except for the first day. So he just said what Rabbi Shimon Levi said. What was Rabbi Yitzchak being meisiv? Rabbi Yitzchak also said it. Rav also holds you make a bracha on lulav all 7 days, even though it's the rabbanon. You still make a bracha. What's the raya? If you make a bracha on Nechanukah, you need to make a bracha. Nechanukah is only the Rabbanon. So you see, even the Rabbanon, you make a bracha. If you see,
it's
tons
of Mr. Rabbanon,
you
make a bracha.
Yeah, so it's what else?
Because you said before mitzvah, there's a man that says mitzvah's Canaan.
Huh? Yeah. We saw that if it's only a side Nevi'im, you don't make a bracha.
I'm sorry. Yeah. But over here saying that even if it's only there about you.
You do make.
The first time. The first time.
Oh, yeah. That was the time, yeah. Why, when you see Nechanik, when you see someone shaking a lulav, you make a bracha? Oh, so nice. Baruch Atah Hashem Lekeinu Melech Ha'olam. Sha'asa Nisim La B'Sinim. Why is this by Chanukah? Any other mitzvah you see, you make a bracha? You make bracha?
Every sukkah. Don't you make a super sukkah?
That's because you went in and you got a mitzvah.
So if you see someone's beautiful Naira, you go to house and make a Sha'asa Nisim.
There's no mitzvah to
what
see
him. When you see his mezuzah, you come to the house, oh, what a nice mezuzah. Oh, Sheikh Ivan, you're going to buy a mezuzah?
Victor Miller says, you go to each person's house.
Yeah, but the nes is on the one who's lighting the candle, not the other one. The mitzvah is the one who's lighting the Nechanukah, not the one who sees it.
But he won't say you make a bracha.
He just said a bracha.
Okay, but let's say
you make a bracha. Only if you didn't make your own, you make on your own house yet.
States it. So Taisa is bothered with this kasha. Taisa says, "What's going on here? Why by Ner Chanukah do you make a bracha? No other place." So Taisa is chavivus, not chavivus mitzvah. Chavivus hanes. Like you were trying to say a little bit. Pesum nisa. Also, Taisa says because there are many houses, many people, that didn't have houses, so they couldn't make the bracha. So he wanted they should make a bracha. Lulav and dal minim, everyone got. You, even if you didn't get it, you borrowed from someone else. A house, you can't borrow. What are you going to do?
Where do they live?
In the street. Homeless.
So the percentage was so high?
Yep. You think now, you see a couple of, benches on Ocean Park with people sleeping, you think that Amala was always like that. So I say, Tais makes a chilek, I say mezuzah. Tais says, like the two truths, we make a chilek and mezuzah. If it's homeless, then they should make a mezuzah also, but we don't see that. Fine. Akapanim. So over here, there's a bazunda zach by Yoyin Nechanukah more than any other mitzvah. You don't see that any other place that you make a bracha. Now, the shayla is, that's pashut. You don't have to go, when you walk home from shul, you're a raya before you get to your own house, you should make a bracha. If you make in your own house, you don't make a bracha in a raya. But if you walk home from shul, you should go like this and don't make a bracha. It reminds me of, when you come to the kaisel. You're supposed to make it ready. You're supposed to write kriya ready from Chaimis Yerushalayim. Ar Yehuda. We don't know Ar Yehuda, but Yerushalayim we do know. So the brisk is they don't. When you get in Yerushalayim, they stop. Not Yerushalayim, the old city. They don't look till they walk to the kaisel. It's not like a chumrah. It's a nice thing to do because
so why not rise earlier? Oh, in case.
Yeah, well, the nice you know. In Allah, you're supposed to rise.
Why not pray earlier?
What'd you say?
Why not talk a rice script?
Yeah, because it could be it's a little bit new. The Chaim say whatever it is. People aren't doing that. Don't do that. I'm just saying. So what they do is they look down. It's not just the bris because all the shalim. No. I'm just saying. But Hanukkah, since you're gonna do the mitzvah, so you don't have the chi of raya.
I told you to do that. No, 2001 when I went there.
Oh yeah, I told you. It's a little hard if you're driving. Don't do that. Normally you're not driving. You have to drive.
The chayrut you have more avails when you're standing by the wall than if you're standing by the chaimus of Yerushalayim.
Okay. Halavai we would have avails, right? Yeah. Okay. Arayim mevarach shtayim. Mikam veelach madlik from there after the first day madlik mevarach shtayim. One that you don't make a shachiyanu. Arayim mevarach achas because you don't make shachiyanu. The raya doesn't make a madlik obviously. Because you see that on the Rabbanon, you say lahadlik ne'er shel Chanukah. Fine. How do you say asher kachanu b'mitzvaysa v'tzivanu? V'tzivanu is d'ra'isa. The d'ra'isa d'gedin is, it says in the Torah, don't listen to the Chachamim. You have to listen to the Chachamim. So every mitzvah the Rabbanon is really a d'ra'isa. So maybe you can say v'tzivanu. So if I say, when is the ever mitzvah d'rabbanan? If every mitzvah d'rabbanan is the raisa, so how do you, where's the ever mitzvah d'rabbanan? As if you're d'rabbanan, I'm sefer mitzvahs. I'm counting you 613 mitzvahs. There's many, 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 many more. There's hundreds more. Every d'rabbanan is the raisa.
The
loisasa.
Some of those mitzvahs are to enhance one of the
tariyah.
It's not a new mitzvah.
Oh, okay. Some of them are sayagim. You're right.
Right.
So that's what you're saying very good. Mishmul is saying very good. He's saying some of them are just the sayag. So sayag, you have to know, he's making calling like a hechsher mitzvah kilo. Sometimes yes, sometimes not.
What mitzvah did they give us?
Megillah, Hanukkah. I don't know, why doesn't the Rambam count in one of the mitzvahs? One of the mitzvahs is Hanukkah.
Is it 100?
Oh, okay, I mean, I was saying 100. Okay, you're saying it's good, it's not 100, but you have many mitzvahs that they gave, right? Just the mitzvah
the
itself.
The Rambam calls anything that's not Mephesh in the Torah, but the Dash is supposed to call it a different type.
That's where he knows that it's the rice. That's where it's Sivan.
Like
They didn't give, they didn't extend the days of Sukkah, but we make a bracha on all the rest. You make a sukkah for yourself. I'm in Baruch Shechayanu. Nichlus Leisha, but once you go in, I'm in Baruch Shechachanu. Hoysas Rive Medesim was made already the year before. Im Yachal Chadish Badava, if you could do something new, Mivarech. You make a Baruch Shechayanu while you're doing it. Im Lav, because you can't Leisha, but Mivarech Shtayim. When you go in, you make two brachas.
But if it was Chadish last year, you can't be Yachal
Chadish. No, you could. Am Avashi Chazin Alev Kahana. Damalu Lekula Akis Lekacha. The Kedusha. We, if Kahana made them all on the Kais of Kiddush, he doesn't make any more Shechayanu on the Asiyah, and that's what we're knowing. We don't not make a bracha when you're making the Sukkah. You do not make Shechayanu. While you're making it, you make the bracha Shechayanu the first night of Sukkot for the Yontif, and that patters the Asiyah. So when you're making the bracha on the first night, you patter the Asiyah through that bracha.
You don't do Tony like them. You make the Shechayanu on the roof.
Right.
He did everything.
Right. It doesn't say, it says over here, he did by Sukkah. He didn't do it. But Lulav Avadi made a Shechayim. Zogti Ma'avai, Titan Rabbana. Oh, the fun of mitzvahs have, if you had many mitzvahs in front of you, I'm a Baruch HaShek HaChan of Mitzvahs, of Tzivano, all the mitzvahs. You say, why go ahead and make a bracha on every mitzvah? Make one local bracha. Baruch HaShek HaChan of Mitzvahs, of Tzivano, all the mitzvahs. Now, when do you have many mitzvahs in front of you? Food? No, food's not a mitzvah. Rashi brings down. Rashi says four mitzvahs: lita lulav, leishav basuka, laniach tefillin, lesatav tzitzis. When do you make a bracha on lulav and tefillin at the same time?
I don't.
Here's a raya. Rashi wore tefillin on chalamoid. A bracha. Rashi wore tefillin on chalamoid. And that's like they're mod Paskins, Bnei Ashkenaz should make a bracha, right? Should we tefillin? Why don't we wear tefillin? Why don't some wear tefillin? What was it even going to go in there?
Because the same way, reason they don't wear on Yantif.
There are masses you do.
Sure,
there are
masses you do.
Don't bring back a bracha.
So we're taking the mechitz down this year?
No,
You always want to bring pizza down.
But I'm saying, when do you do things like the guy? The Hasidim don't, Arizal. Arizal is very, very, the Zoya is very, very sharp.
But a lot of people don't make a bracha even when they put it on.
Yeah, most people don't. You do?
No, I don't
make a bracha, no.
When they wear it, they don't make a bracha?
No.
Okay.
If
no,
you take a look at the Oscar Maxer, Al-Khalmoy doesn't have the bracha for sure.
Is it so they're not Mabatil? Why do they not make it?
Because there is a shtak day not. The Moshe has to do it, but it's, yeah. Zogti Ma'avai to say, so the Ma'avai wants to get out of making a lot of brachas. He says, make one local, one big bracha, ala mitzvahs, and that's it. Abiyudah, I'm mevarach, kolachas, vachas, v'nei atzma. No, because that's what the Nusach HaBrach is. No, you make a bracha on each one by itself. You make on each one. My time is Abiyuda. What's the reason Abiyuda? Why look to make more brachas? Make one bracha and it's enough.
Why do we consider them all together anyways? They don't all take place together. Why don't you make a bracha and fill on towels every day together? One bracha.
You're saying very good. You're saying like this. You're saying that you're first putting on talis, and 10 minutes later you're putting on your tefillin. You're shaking your lulav, you can't do everything at the same time. If you're doing everything at the same time, if you're not doing everything at the same time, it's impossible to do everything at the same time. So what's going on of it?
It says,
yeah, you're shadow.
But But you were asking why we don't make one bracha every morning?
Yeah, he's asking
also.
Talis and Tefillin. I mean, the truth is you would. Talis and Tefillin also. He's not.
Right.
He's got to give you the most.
Right, right.
So maybe you should say if there's no hafzik, do you mitzvah Tefillin? Do you mitzvah Talis?
Yeah. Then, well, obviously we're talking about there's no hafzik. You didn't talk out, and it's one big, you made so that's it. It was called me, you didn't talk out. So the Ma'avait,
what bracha do you make?
Al mitzvahs.
So the
Ma'avait,
we take
every day. That's what he's saying.
No, a general bracha every day. And all the general mitzvahs.
Make one a week.
Which mitzvahs do you have? He's saying, you do. Tefillin and tzitzis and talis. Oh, Zay, we tell me I'm chenin about Papa Chesukah Rabbi Yehuda that you make an every bracha. Oh, Zay, we tell me I'm chenin my time in Rabbi Yehuda. Chesiv, Chesiv Baruch Hashem, Yoyim Yoyim. Chesiv Yoyim Mevarach Nice Belayla. Yoyim Mevarach. You should make a bracha every day. You make a bracha by day, not by night. El Balayim Lecham. Bechol Yoyim Yoyim. Ten Lay Me'en Bechaysav. Do Me'en Bechaysav. Achanami. The Me'en the bracha, which means Shal Shabbos Me'en Shal Shabbos. Shachol Me'en Shachol. Yeah, she said Shal Yante Me'en Shal Yante. Achanami Bechol Dava Dava. Ten Lay Me'en Bechaysav. Given from its bracha, so this is tefillin. Give it tefillin. This is tzitzis. We have a tzitzis.
What's the bracha shachol? Rashi says.
The kids are not shal shabbos. V'amem zayv itaym abchinin about papa boy reik shleik midas hakadosh baruch hu midas basav adam. The bunch of dam midas basav adam midas basav adam. Kli reikon empty kli machzik. Could you fill up an empty kli? You have an empty cup, then you can fill it up with water. Mole if it's full, ain't a machzik. You can't fill it up anymore. If it's full, there's nothing to put in. It's complete. Avamidas Hakadosh Baruch Hu, the Bnei Shlomo's midas malei machzik. If you are a full kli, you could add more. The more you have, the more you add. Reikonei the machzik of your empty pit. You're missing. You can't take. Shneim avoyim shemaya tishma. Im shemaya. If you hear it already, tishma. You can hear more. V'imla avloy tishma. If you didn't hear, you have no yir shemayim. You can hear. If you heard old Tishma B'chadosh, then you could chazer over. You could hear new. If you find the levavcha, shuv le Tishma. If you remove your heart, you can't hear anymore. So this amud is a very sensitive the amud. Maybe on Sukkot we'll talk about more halachas. Very negated to this amud.
Maybe if you don't hear it.